we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. It's a Monday morning, and you and I are blessed to live in Brevard County, Florida. I just want to start off today by saying thank you, or easy for me to say, saying thank you for everyone who came out and the wonderful celebration that we were treated to yesterday. So thank you very much. And it's on to year 26 as we begin that journey. It took me about 3 weeks of being the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God to realize just how desperately I needed God to help me to figure out how to effectively minister at Merritt Assembly of God. Say, God, you know, I need your help. Our first three Sundays, the attendance was 10, 9, and 8, and that included four people in my family. And at that point in time, I said, God, at this rate, we've got four more weeks until it is just my wife and the kids and I, and I'm not sure how long they'll hang in there at that point in time. But God has certainly turned that around, and we are blessed to still be the pastors at Merritt Assembly of God. So thank you to everyone who came out. Thank you to the board and the church and everybody who made such a special weekend for us yesterday. So we are very thankful for that. I want to say thank you today to Bill Andreyck at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. If your heating or air conditioning needs some TLC, I encourage you to give them a call and have them, especially if you're in the central part of Brevard County here, they can come out, take a look at your system, see what needs to be done. And sometimes they will tell you that it can be fixed, and sometimes they will tell you that it is time to upgrade the system, because what he told us one time was, Pastor, there are problems that I can fix, and then there are problems that I can replace. And so there's been many problems he has fixed. There's also problems where he said it is time to upgrade the unit. And so we just give thanks to him for being honest and upright and his dealings with us, and he will treat you the same way. So give them a call, 321-759-3284. And so we're thankful at Merritt Assembly of God. It's been a year where some adjustments have been made, but it is giving the very strong appearance that we are going to end up with one of our top 5 years that the church has ever had. And for that, we are thankful. It might even be top three. We'll have to wait and see what the provision of God looks like at the end of the year. Now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you out to our Christmas services this coming weekend. I know that it will be the 17th. It's not going to be my Christmas message. That will be taking place on December the 24th. But we are going to be having our Christmas banquet the night of the 17th. So it's a big month of celebration. We had the 25th anniversary celebration on the 10th. We have Christmas Eve banquet on the 17th. We have our Christmas Eve communion service on December the 24th at 6 o'clock. So we've got several things that are coming up. I also want to take an opportunity to say thank you to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office for their handlebars for the holidays, bicycle giveaway, and a number of our kids received new bicycles due to the generosity of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, as well as their contributing partners throughout the community. And so we say thank you to them for making a difference in kids' lives. Let's get back to our study. We're studying the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about faithfulness, being full of faith, and being someone that is reliable, that can be counted on. And today we're going to start off in the book of Lamentations. Now, if you know what the word lament means, then you understand that this book is something that was written by Jeremiah. It talks about how much there was to mourn over, but right in the middle of all of that weeping and wailing and woeing and all of that, in Lamentations chapter 3 is a passage that jumps off of the page. It is the inspiration for many songs, and you would not think that you would find something so inspiring when there is so much tragedy that is going on. But I want to take you to Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 22. And we're going to read through verse number 20. Well, let's see. Let's read through 27. We may not touch on all those verses, but let's read it there because the word of God is good. Amen. Verse number 22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. So here Jeremiah begins, and it says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. A lot of people ask the wrong questions. They want to ask the question was, where is God because something bad happened to me? I want you to know that God is the same place that he's always been. He is in the same place when something good happens to you. He's in the same place when something challenging happens to you. And that is, he is on the throne. He is on the throne. We live in a fallen world. That's why we needed a redeemer. That's why we needed a savior. And so there are bad things that happen. Somebody recently told me in one of the services, says, wow, your hair's a lot more shiny than it normally is. And it's like, thanks, I think, you know, that just means it's grayer than it's ever been. And I've earned those gray hairs, and so there is some wisdom in these gray hairs. I'm not completely and totally gray, but what my the person that cuts my hair, he titled it executive blonde. That's what I've got. I've got some executive blonde going on. And through the years, a lot of people ask the question, like I said, where is God because something bad has happened to me? Where is God because this tragedy wasn't averted? Where is God because this horrible thing happened? And I remind you, he's on the throne. You see, if it were not for the mercies of God, the devil would have destroyed you and I long, long ago. So when Jeremiah writes, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. You need to realize that God is intervening on our behalf on a regular basis. In fact, it goes on and says, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. So when you and I awoke this morning, we awoke not to just a repetition of yesterday's compassion. We awoke to a fully restored, I mean, there's the quantity of compassion has not diminished one iota. His compassion for you today is going to be customized for exactly what you are going through. And so we need to realize that it is the mercy of God, where he is not giving us what we deserve, that it is a manifestation of that great compassion that he has, that we aren't consumed. Jeremiah wasn't weeping because God wasn't treating them as well as they deserved to be treated. Jeremiah was weeping because the children of Israel, the people of Judah, were not responding to the covenant of God the way that they should. And so he was weeping over their sin, not on God's incompetence, because God is not incompetent. God is not negligent. God is not suffering a resource problem. He wasn't weeping because of God's inaction. He was weeping because God's people were embracing sin, and now the consequences were beginning to manifest. And Jeremiah said, I know this, it's only because of the mercy of God that we are still here. If it weren't for God's mercy, we would have already been destroyed. And he said, God's compassion is brand new every morning. You know, the world likes to operate on a routine, which has been shortened to the word rut, you know, where we just get into the same rut and we go through the same motions over and over and over again. And you can get to where you do that mindlessly, where you just show up and you're dealing with the same mountain over and over and over again. But I want you to know that God never falls into just a routine of mundaneness when it comes to his compassion for you. If you have been walking with God for decades, I want you to know that when you woke up this morning, there was still a gleam in God's eye, because you are the apple of his eye. If you are one of those people who has just come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the devil is beating you up with all of your failures and all of the sins that you have committed in the past, I want you to know that God didn't wake up this morning. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He didn't greet you this morning with, you know, I'm so disappointed in all of those things that you did. No, he's placed all of those under the blood, and he looks at you this morning and he says, I am just so thankful that you accepted the redeeming powers of the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. I am so moved with compassion that you and I are going to spend eternity together. His compassions are brand new every morning. And then Jeremiah, when remembering the mercy of God and the compassion of God and its unfailing aspects, he makes this declaration: great is your faithfulness. And that your there is capitalized. It's your, it's the faithfulness of God. Great is the faithfulness of God. You can rely upon him. If you begin to walk with him, if you begin to hear his voice, if you begin to discern his voice, you are going to realize that faithfulness is not an intermittent attribute of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is faithful, faithful to sit upon the throne, faithful to show his mercies, faithful to keep you alive, faithful to keep you saved, faithful to keep you blessed, faithful to develop in you stronger faith. As I was reading the word here not too long ago, I was reading how God wanted to strengthen and take from faith to faith. I was in the book of Romans. God is faithful to look out for your best interest. So when he says, do this, it is because of his faithfulness to look out for you. When he says, avoid these things, run from these things, flee from these things, it is because he is faithful to watch out for you in your best interest. Verse number 24 says, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him." What a privilege it is to have a faithful God, a faithful Lord, who is your portion, that you can put your confidence in him. Remember that whenever you see the biblical word hope, you've got to realize that that is not wishful thinking, that is confident expectation. Because of the character of God, that he is faithful, you can put your confidence in him. It says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of God. It is good for man to bear the yoke in his youth." So you've got all of those things there. It is beneficial. It is better for you and I to have that waiting upon him, that commitment to meet the needs in his life. You see, a lot of times people have the wrong mindset when it comes to their relationship with God. They think that God is there to serve them in all of their whims, when in actuality, you and I were redeemed for the purpose that God created for us to serve him with. Now, it is true that he's your savior, your healer, your provider, all of those things. Those are true, and he's going to be faithful to do those things. But you were created for a purpose, and that is to demonstrate the goodness of God, and so that God would be able to be glorified in you. And it says in this passage that it is good that you start doing these things when you are young. Okay. And so I have been doing a great deal of thinking over the past couple of months. I found out here that my parents are coming down for Christmas. And so I'm really excited about that, because we don't get to spend Christmas with them all that frequently. I think there's been one Christmas in 25 years of pastoring that we actually got to go there for Christmas. There was one Christmas that we spent in Chicago, and I flew back so that I would be able to preach the Christmas, message. Now, I will tell you this, when we first came to Florida back in the late 80s, we visited a number of churches. We were brought here. My job brought me here under the, you know, we believed that it was under divine assignment, and we knew that God was going to create a position for ministry. We just didn't know where it was. And so we went around. We didn't go around looking at churches that would meet our needs. We were looking for the church with this in mind: God, where would you have us to serve? And so we visited several churches, and during that time of visiting churches, we never heard a pastor preach in that entire time. There were guest speakers every church was having that we visited, and so I made a decision that when I became a pastor, that I was going to do my best to be there to preach during the holidays when people were hurting. There's more depression, more bad decisions that are made. There are relationships that burst apart. There are people who have addictions that they succumb to during the holidays. And so they need a word from the pastor. And so I've always made it as much as I could about me preaching during the holidays so that people would know who the pastor is. Now, yesterday, Brother Rayburn spoke, and that was quite a blessing for us to be able to sit and receive ministry from our pastor and we're very thankful for that. But I can rest assured, I'm going to be preaching here in the coming days because I want to preach the Word of God. So we need to be waiting upon Him, serving Him in faithfulness, because we're going to see the manifest salvation of God. So great is your faithfulness. And so you will find in the hymnal, great is thy faithfulness. You will find that other people have written songs, He is faithful. Why don't you spend some time this holiday season, this period between Christmas or between Thanksgiving and Christmas, why don't you feed on that faithfulness of God? Ask the right questions. Questions like, God, what did you protect me from today that I'm unaware of? God, what were some of the horrible things the devil intended to do to me, but that you intervened? You see, I am firmly persuaded that when we get to heaven, we're going to see a lot more of the intervention of God than what we were aware of. You see, it says that angels are ministering spirits of His, servants of fire, that they go and they operate. And the Bible says that we've entertained angels unaware. We've had interactions with them, and we don't even realize who they were or what they've done. But I am persuaded that when we get to heaven, we're going to see that God was even more merciful to us than what we were aware of. Now, I want to take you to Psalm 92 today. Psalm 92, because if God's compassions and His mercy are brand new every morning, and God is faithful, and we need to be waiting upon Him and putting our hope in Him, I want to share with you that you and I also have an assignment. And it's found in Psalm 92. Psalm 92, verse number 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sounds, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the work of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in their old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. What is our assignment? Because of the faithfulness of God, we are to declare His loving kindness in the morning. So this morning, this Monday morning, as you are driving to work, change the song. You do realize that on most radios, you have the ability to hit the button and to change the station, so that if you hear a song that you don't like, you can change it to a song that you do like. And a lot of people say, oh, it's Monday. I dread Monday. I don't look forward to Monday. Here we go. It's going to be a long period of time until we get a break again. And I want you to hit the button. I want you to change the preset and find a different station where you have a different purpose for your mouth rather than moaning and groaning, but instead you say, I am going to declare the merciful, loving kindness of God this morning because it's brand new today. There's a song that you need to sing to God. God, thank you for your loving kindness. God, thank you for your mercy. You see, I love songs that are pre-written. I can worship to old choruses. I can worship to new choruses. I can worship to hymns in the hymnal. I worship to all of those things. But every once in a while, there is just a song that is in my heart that has never been sung before. There's not a musician who knows it other than what God has birthed inside of me. And so I want to sing of those loving kindnesses. And it also says this, that when you go to bed tonight, at the end of the day, that we have a responsibility before God to declare this. God, I want to thank you that you were faithful to keep me, to watch over me, to order my steps. God, I want to thank you for the breath in my lungs. I want to thank you, O God, for the soundness in my mind. I want to thank you for a heart that beat regularly. I want to thank you for nerves that operated exactly the way that they were supposed to operate. I want to thank you, God, for health in my bones. I want to thank you, God, for strength in my muscles. I want to thank you for wisdom in my head, Lord, that you have given me the skills that are necessary to function in my job. I want to thank you, God, for faithfully keeping us in a safe place. God, thank you for your faithfulness. No matter what we go through, we are faithful. It goes on and it says that there are a bunch of instruments that are to be used in that way. And there are people's different take on instruments. I'm not one that's really big on watching a person go off on an instrumental thing like a rock band does. That's not really my thing. But I tell you what is my thing. Using the gift that God has given to you to the best of your ability. And so if a vocalist is using their skill, I rejoice. If a piano player is using their skill, I rejoice. There's a commercial I happen to really enjoy, and that's a person that's playing a percussion triangle, and they are doing it enthusiastically. I just love that. Whatever skills that God has given you, whatever gifts he has given you, use them to declare his mercy, and don't forget to use them to declare his faithfulness. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without it. Me speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze.